did any good. I said, since it did more harm than it did good, the people didn't believe in it to begin with. Of course, you being a student, you probably did, but I didn't. You couldn't talk me into it. It's something that they had no business into. Like this, what they had there in, on a campus in the east, you know, where they killed six or eight kids there.
Kent State.
Kent State, yeah. I can't see that. It's their own fault they had in trouble there. Because they weren't going, the army wasn't going to stand by and see their own men attacked for nothing. But that's why there was, you call it murder. That's why they're still arguing about it. That those things can be settled. Why should a gang of men or young fellows like you go up a bunch of professional soldiers? This I can't see.
How did you feel about the civil rights movement?
Well, let's see, you're getting civil rights there. It's possible, but not probable. There isn't anything I would care for.
How do you feel about the labor movement today?
The labor movement today is stinks.
Why do you say that?
Because of that. Prices are too high. Labor's gone overboard for wages. I don't say that it's too much, but they've gone overboard. It is too much because you take a young fellow out here out of school, $20 an hour. Is that right? Why should it be that? We have to pay for it. True, commodities have gone up. That it has, and I do. Why should we have to go out and pay $150,000 for a home? This is out of this world. For a home, and the labor in building that home maybe cost $50,000. Or even less. There's no rhyme or reason to it, in my estimation. Maybe I may be different than you, but then you're getting my idea.
Right. How do you feel about the women's movement?
To a point, it's good. I believe in women's suffrage. And but when they get out of line, I don't believe it. I can't see it. It's just like the labor movement. They get out of line, they have no business being. Women have equal rights. I agree with that. And equal rights for equal pay and equal pay for. Oh, how it doesn't. I'm just getting over a heart attack. I can't get my words back together like I should. And I think that there is equal rights for them. They're the same as you and I are. They're a bit of a little different than we are, but then that doesn't mean anything. But they believe in things that we do. And as long as you stay that far, it's what the hell are they calling these? Oh, these happy guys or whatever you want to call them. The phony guys, I can't see that either. True, they have certain rights, but I don't believe in them, but they have all the rights and privileges we have. We were educated to different, to believe differently than they do. And I can't see that.
Did you have children? What did, what sort of things did they do? What sort of jobs?
Well, we had six of them. One of them, well, they were all in service in the Second World War. Let's put that in. They were all in that, and they all had good jobs. Three daughters were all married. My daughter's one of the officials of the manufacturing company here. Good size one. I won't bring in any names. I'm nobody's business. And she does a good job. She's one of the officials of it. The boys are all,
I think I've asked pretty much all that I have to ask. Is there anything else you remember from that time, from the strike? Any pictures you have in your mind of the strike?
No, I don't. Because, as I say, I was in the University of History, and we didn't come downtown to monkey around with that. I wasn't tangled up in that strike at all.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't interested in it. My whole family was disinterested. So that you better go with that.
Great.